Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in a club in the glow of the moonlight.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. It is Friday, and it is time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola, and all our listeners this morning. I'll tell you what, I just looked at the weather forecast for the weekend, and it is a great boating weather forecast for the weekend. So get your boat out, go out there and enjoy the water this weekend and just have a great time on the water, because the temperatures are going to be nice and the weather's going to be nice as well. So get out there on your boat. Highly recommend that. After a long week of work, go out on your boat. I tell you what, you're listening to Boat Smart. And Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Boat Smart is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. You can call or text that phone number, and you may want to jot that down. Let me give it to you again, 850-437-1620. I want to try to give away a Key Marine t-shirt and a chamois, a Yamaha chamois today to one of our listeners, and we're more than happy to do that. We're going to do a little trivia question here in just a little bit, and we'll give that item away or those items away. And those are supplied by Key Marine. You'll have to drive out there to their location on Bower Road and pick those items up. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discount and pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair of all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook as well, where they put all their little specials and their consignment sales and things up on Facebook as well, and you can check them out there. Just get on Facebook and look up Key Marine. I'm sure they'll pop up in your search area, and you can friend them on Facebook for all their specials that they have going on. Their lobby, I believe, is still closed, but they will be more than happy to assist you curbside as well. I am the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Lonely Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on this website at georgestonecollege.edu. You can also call them at 850-941-6200. They have a great chat feature available on that website to talk to the counselors or set up an appointment with one of the instructors at George Stone, myself as well. You can also apply for scholarships there at George Stone, and you must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available as well. So as everybody knows, when you listen to my show, I always talk about what's going on over at the school as far as our classes are concerned. And again, we are very busy. I think we were in the week three now of a solid good school year going on with 18 students sitting in my classroom, all at different levels. I have students that's been there for this year only. I have students that have been there for a longer period of time, a few months, if you will. Some that are getting ready to graduate. I have a student that has a job interview on Wednesday at a local marine dealership. So we're excited about that. That's happening on Wednesday morning. And I have complete confidence that that company will hopefully employ him. I think they will. Great student. And I'm just excited about what's going on there. So at Key Marine.
You're listening to Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It sounds like we have had a disconnect from Stefan Schmidt, who is the technical marine program instructor at George Stone Technical College. We're going to get him back on the line. In the meantime, if you have any questions about your boat, about your motor, if you're looking to, get some advice, Key Marine, they have everything you need, whether you're looking for professional services, if you're looking for, if you're in the market, if you're shopping. And so please make sure to check them out and give them a call, and we'll get Stefan back on the line here. Stefan, are you with us?
I think I'm back.
There you are.
I tell you what, some people don't know that I've been doing this show remotely at times, and I actually did that myself for some reason. I hit the wrong button on my keyboard, and I shut us down. So one button did it, and I apologize for that, but I am back. And I tell you what, it kind of brings up an interesting fact that we've been talking about. My IT department, Mr. Wiggins, who controls all the computers and things around the school, is so very interested in my class and what we do down there, because we have the technology that we have with the engines and stuff nowadays are associated with IT and computers and stuff like that. And he is very well versed in hitting the wrong button. I tell you, so sometimes that happens. So my apologies. We have a call coming in.
We do. Yes. We have David from Pensacola is giving us a call. David, welcome to Boat Smart.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I've got a couple questions for Stefan about sending units and marine fuel tanks and operation and replacement thereof. I figured I'd go ahead and pick his brain since I got an expert available. Let me tell you my situation. I was putting gas in my boat. It's a 21-foot Cape Horn offshore. It's 20 years old. I filled it up, and at the last little bit, I filled it up real slow, and just as I was topping it off, gas started coming out my drain hole back there by the outboard, the lowest part of the boat. And I was like, oh, crap. So I shut off the fuel thing and drove away from the fuel place very quickly, because I didn't want to leak more gas into a gas station. And the gas didn't leak out for very long. As I was driving to my house, which wasn't very far, it quit dripping out the back because I kept watching my rearview mirror and stuff. But anyway, so when I got home, I opened up the inspection port, it's a little pie plate thing, and looked at the fittings and everything, and boy, I hadn't been keeping up with it. And there was all kind of corrosion and stuff down there, and I worked and worked and cleaned it up, and looks like I'm leaking around the sending unit, the gasket around the sending unit. There's a lot of rust around the sending unit. The vent valve fitting looks okay, and the fill valve fitting looks okay, but the sending unit doesn't look good at all. My questions are, any suggestions on removing that? Because with all the rust, I'm a little concerned I might twist something off or break something. I've already started coating it with some PB Blaster, and the screws actually look pretty good. They're screws, though. They're not bolts. What do you think there, Mr. Stefan?
Okay, so first of all, let me ask you a question. Is that a plastic tank or a metal tank? Because the sender could be what's corroding.
It's aluminum.
It's aluminum tank. Okay. All
it's
right.
Aluminum.
So. Okay, an older boat with aluminum tank. There are a lot of factors that go on there. Just by physically looking at that sender area, if you should probably feel down that area, see if you have any liquid feeling or wet feeling around that sender at all, because you could have several things going on. Is it wet around the sender?
When I came back to the house and I opened up that inspection port, there was a pretty strong smell of gas, and the area was damp with gas all on the top of the gas tank and all around. There was a lot of muck from fishing and chumming, and, there's a lot of stuff that had gotten through. It's not a real tight inspection port. The thing that fits on there is not very tight at all. So stuff has been leaching down in there. And also, the drain, where the hoses come in, there's a small area for stuff to drain out. That was a little clogged up with muck and debris, too. So when salt water and fish guts and stuff ended up in there, they weren't draining out the back into the bills like they should have. Now, the gas found a way to make it back through there. Of course, gas can eat its way through a lot of stuff. But, yes, there was a wet, gaseous area all on the top of the tank, not just at the sending unit, but that whole little circular area that I could see was somewhat damp. And I immediately put some detergent on it and put some water on it because I wanted to get, you know, get rid of that gas. I was worried about an explosion or firing, you know, something like that. So it did have fuel, fresh fuel on the top of the tank. It seems like it was kind of maybe focused on the sending unit, but I couldn't really find out where it was coming from.
Okay. Yep. And that's a good thing that you went ahead and I would recommend Dawn dishwashing liquid and soapy water and try to spray that area off and to purge as much fuel out of that boat out of that you can. Now, you need to be very, very careful.
That's the first thing I did.
Yeah. You need to be very careful in this situation, okay? And it may be something that you may want a professional to look at, okay? Because when you start having fuel vapors in the hull, they gather and can be very explosive, and you can run into a real big problem real quick, okay? So be very careful with your situation. Now, I do recommend just go ahead and clean that area off. Do not get any power tools or anything to do that. Soap and water and look at it really well. Do not use a shop vac, okay? Do not use a shop vac in that area. You just want to let things drain out of the boat. A shop vac is a very, very bad idea if you're trying to vacuum any of that up. So do not do that. Once you get that area clean, gotcha. Look at it really well, okay? Make sure that there's mm-hmm. no pitting in the top of the tank in that area. If you feel like the tank metal is in fairly good condition, then go ahead and pull your fuel cylinder out. I would recommend having your battery switches off. No power running through the boat as far as that goes. If you don't feel comfortable with that, if you have battery switches, just turn them off. If you have and even disconnect the batteries while you're servicing this area, okay? Then you can go ahead and pull that fuel cylinder out and take a look at it and see what you got.
First of all, just to give you some feedback, I absolutely cleaned out the area with Dawn. I actually used Dawn myself. It's good stuff. And ventilated it, aired it out, and cleaned out my bilge, cleaned out, you know, that was the very first thing I did was get rid of all the gas and gas vapors. And the boat's, you know, wide open, you know, not sport fisherman, but center console type fishing boat.
Yeah.
And once I got that all aired out, then the very next thing I did was I disconnected both of my batteries, completely disconnected them.
Okay.
And then I started cleaning up all the gunk and corrosion and assessing what was going on. Now, do you see any problems with replacing a sending unit when the tank is completely full? Or it doesn't really matter whether it's full or not? Because I was thinking I could probably still fish the boat a couple times and run out. It holds 124 gallons. So
right.
I could run out, you know, 50 gallons with two fishing trips, and that would give me a little breathing room, I guess.
Well, with any type of fuel leak, I don't recommend running the boat at all, okay? I recommend evacuating as much fuel out of the boat as you can to get that level drop down to where when you pull the fuel cylinder out, you don't have any fuel coming out into the boat. You can simply do that by using a primer bulb and priming the fuel into a 5-gallon container. Get about 10 or 20 gallons out of it. That should drop the level good enough that you can get in there, put the boat in a level position so it will not spill out of your fuel cylinder hole, and then pull the fuel cylinder out at that point. Okay. Do not recommend running the boat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's good advice. I'll do that. I might end up siphoning out, you know, like 10, 20 gallons just so it's not so full.
That's what I would do.
Another follow-up question for you is, on replacement sending units, I really don't want to go with digital. And I'm kind of old school. I've got a lot of digital gauges on my boat, and you have to, you know, tell it how many gallons you put in. And I don't like programming all that stuff. I just want to have just an old analog. I'm probably going to replace the fuel gauge while I'm at this. And, you know, I don't know much about sending units, but the little bit of looking I did, they have something called a reed type, and then I guess another one's just the regular float that kind of pivots up and down. And it's a aluminum 124-gallon tank on a 21-foot boat. What kind of sending unit do you think I would get the best performance out of as far as real simple to operate and last a long time?
I would look at a Teleflex sending unit, okay? And if you're planning on replacing the gauge and the sending unit, you can buy a little package. It'll come with the gauge and the sending unit itself. And also, when you buy the Teleflex sending unit, it comes with great instructions on how to install it. And it'll tell you mm-hmm. to take a measurement out of the tank. It'll tell you to measure the float arm and the distance it is from the actual sending unit on the sender. And it's very simple measurements and some cutting that you, or adjusting that you may have to do, but it's real simple. So look up a Teleflex sending unit and gauge if you're planning on changing out the gauge. I'm assuming you have Yamaha digital gauges in that boat, which if you do, that sending unit will work in that with that Yamaha. I'm assuming you had a Yamaha. I don't know why I assume that, but Cape Horn, I typically see with Yamahas.
Well, actually, I probably should have got a Yamaha, but I got the E-Tech on this particular boat.
Okay.
And but it's all digital and all that stuff too. It's a 20-year-old boat, but it's on the motor's only like, I think, 6 years old, something like that.
Okay.
And it's everything's digital on it. And frankly, sometimes I don't like all the digital stuff. It's got good and bad things with it, but the fuel gauge in particular, I want to just convert that to analog.
Yep. You can do that. And that's
fuel gauges will work.
Yeah, then that's fine. You can just put an analog gauge in it. It's just a matter of giving it key on power, a ground, and a wire for the sending unit. Mm-hmm. And again, if you have any trouble with this, Key Marine can do that for you as well.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of a cheapskate. Let me ask you one other question, and I'll let you get back to your show. When I pull the old sending unit out, can I get all the measurements that I need off of the old sending unit, or should I measure fresh, just measuring the tank myself?
Just measure it yourself. It's so simple to do. It really is. It's straightforward. Okay. And I would just, you can't rely on what's in there. So measure it yourself, or measure everything yourself, and do exactly what the Teleflex says. So you'll be good.
All right. I appreciate the advice. It was good to talk to an expert about this stuff. And maybe I'll call y'all back in a week or two and let you know how my project worked out.
Yeah, let us know. And also, listen, once you put that stuff back in there and fill your tank up, just be very vigilant about checking for leaks. Continue to check for leaks, okay? Because that may not be your only problem. All right, I hope it is, but it may not be. So continue to look for leaks and use your fuel detector, your nose, just like you did before, and smell that area and make sure you don't have any leaks after you fix it, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks again.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that call. And when you're dealing with fuel systems and fuel centers, it is critical that you do not make mistakes while you're working on those areas, because it's so easy to ignite that fuel in the boat, because the fuel vapors start going to the lowest positions in a boat. You may not even know that they're there. So when a person starts changing the fuel sender out or doing some kind of work in the fuel system, disconnecting batteries, turning battery switches off, do not use shop vacs or any electrical items to pull out fuel or clean that area. It's just so dangerous to mess with that stuff. So you got to be very, very careful when you're dealing with fuel systems. That's for sure. So great call. And again, I apologize for the disconnection, but we got a great call today, and I appreciate that as well. So I tell you what, let me do a giveaway. I want to give away a Key Marine t-shirt and a Yamaha chamois today. And I have since we're doing electrical in class, we've been doing that for a couple of weeks, and students are learning so much about electrical systems and fuel centers as well, things like that. I want to talk about resistance in a circuit, okay? Resistant measurements in a circuit. I want to talk about what high resistance causes, what happens in a circuit. What does high resistance do to current flow? If you can answer that question, call us with the answer. High resistance in a circuit. What does high resistance in a circuit do to current flow through that circuit? Call us at 850-437-1620. You can text your answer in as well. And we're more than happy to give you a Key Marine t-shirt and that Yamaha chamois. So we're more than happy to do that as well. All right, so let's talk about what we've been doing in class this week. I wish I had video of this. I have it on my Facebook page. Maybe the school can put it on their Facebook page. But as everybody knows, if you've been listening, we've been working with the Yamaha Helmmaster EX system. And part of that system, you have to actually be in a working boat to make it calibrate itself through the GPS and through the compass setting and the heading sensor in that system. So the Marine Service instructor, myself, I came up with a great idea. Let's put the console that we worked with and the engine on a trailer and drive it around Georgetown parking lot and set up the compass. So if anybody was over at Georgetown yesterday at 2:30 or 3 o'clock, they would have wondered what was going on, because we were driving around the parking lot with a motor on a stand and a console set up in the back of a trailer, driving around the parking lot, setting up the compass headings and stuff for that system. And I'm telling you what, it worked perfect. So you never know what's going to happen over there. And my students love that opportunity to do that. So we had a great time setting that up as well. And if y'all remember last week, Eric called in. He had some sunk motors. He actually found two sunk motors and got both those motors running last week as well. So that's pretty cool to hear him come into class and talk about how he got the motors running and using the advice that we gave him on here and also in class as well. So I tell you, it's just a great, great time over at Georgetown. And it looks like we got an answer to our question, and I have a text answer. It says it slows down current flow. And I'm going to take that as a yes, that is correct. It actually does slow down the current flow. It causes resistance in the line. And to that question, and the question was resistance measurements. High resistance causes what to happen in current flow. And it slows the current flow. It doesn't allow current to flow through a wire. So high resistance in a wire or a circuit can cause a lot of problems. We were learning that in class yesterday, and the students were able to check our setups that we have at school to learn about high resistance in a wire. And they learned that testing that wire that had high resistance on it with the circuit disconnected, it had 12 volts. When they connected the circuit and turned that system on, the voltage went down to about 1 volt or 0 volts on that circuit. It would not allow the current to flow through the wire, and that caused the system problems. So that's a great answer. And if you can get his name and number, their name and number, we're more than happy to send that to Key Marine, and they can run by and grab that Key Marine t-shirt and that Yamaha chamois as well. So a great, great answer to that question. And we learned a lot about resistance and checking resistance. And it goes through all systems, whether it's ignition, your systems on your boat, or checking charging systems and stuff. Resistance in a wire causes many problems in the system. And resistance is caused by poor wires, corrosion, damaged wiring, and that type of thing. So great, great answer to that question. And we appreciate that text message on that as well. So let's talk more about, we're running short on time here. So as we went through this week, we also learned about the 12-volt systems as well, but we're also taking apart a 115 mercury, which we now have down to almost little or nothing. We have the power head, the gear case pulled off. We have the gear case torn totally apart on this 115 mercury that was donated by Mercury this year, and we're taking that project apart, and the students are able to learn literally from the top of the power head all the way down to the gear case. They're disassembling this entire motor to go in, and what we are pretending to do or acting like what we're doing, we're actually doing a power head replacement and a gear case repair, as well as replacing motor mounts and things on this motor. So the students are able to learn on this project the entire part of this engine, all the way from the power head all the way down to the gear case and the prop as well. So it's a fun time what we're doing over at Georgetown, and we're just having a great time over there. We only got a couple minutes left. I do want to also put out there that I continue to look for a donation of a boat. We're looking for a center console boat that doesn't have to have a motor or any kind of controls or anything in it. We're looking for, I'm going to step it up a little bit, 19 to 24 foot center console that's in really look for something in decent condition that's seaworthy, that we can add our motors and our controls to, that we can utilize for setting up these systems and things that we use over at Georgetown. That way I can keep from driving around in the parking lot with a trailer hooked to the back of a truck to set these systems up. So I'm still looking for those boats as well, for a boat or a couple boats with a trailer as well. So again, we're getting down to the end of this show. I want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted pricing on Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service repair on all Merc Cruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. So give them a call or stop by and see them out there on Bower Road. And remember, I'm the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. You can check us out on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. Check out that chat feature and set up an appointment to come by and see me. And also friend them on Facebook as well. So we're more than happy to help you out with your educational needs, and more than happy to help you out, especially in the Marine service industry as well. So thanks for listening.